Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. If you are ready to have a reading, if you're ready to have that fun in your life, get a hold of us today at 773-897-6461. I have to tell you, tonight you're going to be blown away. This is our Fun Friday, and we have a surprise for those of you who know and love Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to put together the two strongest, most funnest individuals you've had on Psychics Gone Wild. Tonight we have, without a doubt, one of the best, strongest individuals that we have, and I'm trying right now to contact with her, and we always laugh. Those of you who know the phenomenal medium, Fun Mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh. Boy, I'm having a Mercury time. Amy will be on tonight with me. Those of you who tune in know that Patty has got other solos. She's doing some work. We will be back with us next Friday. We always love with her. Patty, the one that rocks Negri, we love her dearly out in California. So everybody send a positive love and a kiss to her. We are working here. The Skype has went a little crazy, so as we're hanging on here, if you hear a little bit of a connect, I'm trying to get our Amy on the phone here. For some reason, I've had a lot of people having a little bit of problem with it. We're working on it. I say me and the guys are working on that. So don't go anywhere. It's 9 o'clock, and we're ready to play. Let's start this show out. Let's have some fun here. Those of you who have tuned in before know what we do. Amy, can you hear me? Okay. Mercury's playing, so if we hear Amy in this part of the show, I will pick up. If we catch her, sometimes it comes through on other phone numbers. Remember to call in to Psychics Gone Wild when you want that special reading. Remember to ask and know that we're going to be able to help you. Put in that name or that time and say what you're ready to have. Put in the other part of your event. 207, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, my name is Dee. I'm not really doing that well. I have a question. It's me and my daughter. We live very isolated, and I have to leave my husband and find another place to live. Do you see that happening?
I'm seeing you have some energy with him that's really strange. It looks like there's something happening here with your husband that is not making sense to me. I feel like he's going through some other stuff, and you're in a bad position here, and I do see you getting somewhere else, but I also see that what's happened is, I feel like you need to talk to maybe like a coalition or a place that does advocacy, that has a place, because your finances and other stuff, he's held on to everything to keep control.
Yes.
I'm really there, and I feel that that's part of it, and the guides are telling me to make sure that I let you know, Dee, that there are organizations. I, for years, worked against the coalition. They have safe houses, a place when people have caused problems or in the relationship. Your gentleman, we'll call him, is kept the control and the power for years to make sure that you didn't have a way out. So now here you are without, means to do it. They always say, pack a bag, keep yourself ready, have a few items so that you can get out. Well, now it feels like now that he's got his time energy, now he's wanting you to do this stuff. There's something about you working hard all those years. Where's your money?
Yeah, that's the thing. I helped him out a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Also, I'm waiting on an inheritance to come through that hopefully is coming through soon. And if that comes through, that would help me out a lot. Do you see that coming through?
I am seeing the other financial. They're saying first get yourself safe and out of the area, and then I see some other things happening. I'm hearing a little bit of tears here from the guides. They're telling me that you're working at such an individual rate that We've got to get you safe. And it's a horrible thing when and I've seen this quite a bit, not only with my sex, but other individuals who use other people and then expect you to sit there and help them now that they're down. He was not nice with you. And I feel that, you know, and I feel like we get you to a safe place out of there. They said the inheritance, I feel, is in a couple of months down the road. Let's, in the meantime, get a place. And, you know, get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com, and I take care of that and my assistant, and we'll make sure and send you some mail and some places you can contact to get a place safe.
I tried a place last year.
To try to place,
hello?
I'm sorry, yeah, Dean, it's all right, Dee, Mercury's grabbing your phone, we won't let it have it. You tried a place last year?
I went to a place with my daughter last year, and, you know, it's very isolated up here, there's one place. We got to stay a week, and then they said, well, we're doing renovations, we have to paint, you have to leave now.
I feel that the guy said that that's where the other part's happening. That'll be, I feel like you should try another place there and work out with something different around it. You know, that's what they're there for. And we don't, you know, you're just looking for your stuff to come in. And that's one thing that is there. This is why we do this in the country. That's what these other places are for, is to help individuals like you. That really bothers me. Okay, you're reconstructed, but people still need you. Your problem's still there. He's still doing this. They help you now and get you located. You, I'm sure, will help later and do that back for others. That's the way this program's.
Yeah.
You know?
So yes.
I got to go, Dee. That's what I'm hearing, and I've got some other phones and some things doing it. You know, they're telling me that there's some places that there, maybe even a couple dollars, something to get you in safe. And then, you know, I know of different funding that when I was doing this as an advocate, there's groups and organizations out there helping them because you've been victimized.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I have.
I love you. I'm sorry, Dee, that's what I'm getting. I love you. Definitely contact Psychics Gone Wild here. Put in tonight, any of you guys are putting in your snail mail so we can give you a present. It's so sad when we've got these energies. My heart goes out to you feeling that energy. 720, what do you know?
I know Jethro. This is Avatar. How are you, Jethro?
Hey, Avatar, my friend. Yes, I know it's you. Here you are again. I feel the energy. That's what I love about you. Calling in from Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you?
So good. I think of you. My sister lives there, you know, and she's out there right now up fishing and camping out. And I'm here going to be selling she made some beautiful Native American drums that she did. And I cried. And they just put out so much beauty. There was beadwork done and stonework done on them and just beautiful. And I'm sitting here with the energy, going through the energy with you. I love what you and the guys, they said that whatever else happens, we need to be able to make sure with you, Avatar, that you're okay. So talk to me and give me your question, because I'm picking up that you're, as like Dee, you're in a bad position too, I feel.
Well, what it is, you know, I moved since the last time I talked to you, and I'm really in a beautiful place, but you know, I've been picking up kind of negative energy from my neighbors. But the question I wanted to ask you was about my sister. I found out she, you know, my sister and I haven't really been that close, and we don't communicate that much, but I found out yesterday that she's ill and she's on dialysis.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's what I'm getting, the energy of this other going there with it. And I feel like this is also a part of happening with the energy of times and places. And I feel that strength. It's so hard to be like you.
That's what you're picking up?
Oh, yeah. And I'm picking up that this is a very intense situation. They're telling me that that's why, right off when I felt with you, that there was this other sadness and this other work happening for you, and you were at a point in your life where you were looking at things, and they said that that's what's going to be the part that's going to get you the most, is no matter what your strength or your energy does, you also are handling some other situations there that are really going into a level of making sure everything else is going there.
You mean as far as my sister's concerned?
Yeah, it's like really, you know, one of the times that we're not going with them, we're handling it, it's like I feel like that they're also telling me that we're, you know, that she's going through another situation that's even making it happening for her, and it's not really well, but it's like this, what's going to happen is it's going to be able to get her going into a level of some other stuff that she was going at. I feel so sad. I'm feeling very sadness there, Avatar. I feel like this is pretty intense there, and I feel like that there's other people that aren't understanding there, and you're one of the few people that is still dealing with some of the energies and some of the things that you want to have happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm picking up is that she's not going to make it, really. I don't know if you're picking that up or not, but I feel like she's not going to make it. That's all?
I'm feeling that. I feel there's some very sad. I think they're getting ready to make a bed for her in heaven. I feel very much with that. My prayer's going out to you. Have you put in for these prizes? I know you were one of our first winners when we first started giving prizes back in the day, actually a couple of years ago now. We're giving away some really phenomenal stuff tonight. We've got some music by Linda Irwin, and we've got some beautiful items that we're going to be giving away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But Jethro, I'm going to Chicago. You think I'm going to Chicago the end of July. Do you think she'll still be around then?
I'm feeling like you'll get to talk with her before then. I do feel that she's not really well, but I do feel you will get to at least see her before she goes is what I'm feeling.
Okay, that'll be good. Yeah, because I'm going around the third week of July, so I was hoping that I'd get a chance to see her. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Yeah, you need to go see your sister. My heart goes out to you. I love you dearly, and I'm headed on. You remember to tell people Psychic's Gone Wild is the best.
You'll call to set up a private session with you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I would love that. I look forward to talking to you again. You rock. And I know that as friends are calling in tonight, they're saying, what's going on? Me and Avatar are talking. You guys got to know that. We love you. And we're just being friends, and we always will be. And we are having a Psychic's Gone Wild night. I got to read a few emails. Oh, take care, Avatar. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Those of you that are tuning in tonight, we're having a little bit of crazy phone, which is called The Usual. You know, and we are wild. Those of you who've had the questions, put them in an email, send them to me. I do need a picture. I can only read those have it. Those of you on Facebook, Jethro, I have to tell you, I am a DC Love fan, and I love Jan. How do I get to listen to both of those two? I went through the archives, and I think there's only one show. I'm sure there is. You have to kind of go down. If you scroll down through the archive, you'll see the names in the middle there. I don't have the dates right offhand, but I do know there was a show that they both worked on, I think, together. If not, we put it on the list, and it'll be something you'll get to hear later, a special Lovin' Jan fan DC love party. So those of you tuning in, we love it. Jethro, I have been listening to your show for quite a few months, and I don't understand why every time I put in my emails, you never read them. I'm sending them to jethropsychic@gmail.com. Oh, that's why. You know, right there. It's psychicjethro@aol.com. You've got to find the right company, no wonder. So, you know, you're writing here on Facebook, and I do encourage you guys, please know that if you do put on my page, I'm very happy with the fans. I got a large number. I welcome all of you. Please make sure you guys are doing that, and, you know, no matter what you want to say or whatever you want to go through, make sure you get in for these prizes and contests and fun. Tonight's a hard night. We're fighting a lot of odd energy, so we've got to stay positive. I know there's some things that we're talking about that aren't positive. We always feel for those people that are not feeling, but tonight is one of those nights that there's a lot of energy out there, and with Mercury going backwards, we just want to keep that strength and know we will overcome it. 352, it's up to you. 352.
Hello.
Hi, hey. How are you? This is Heather. Hi.
I'm good. It's Andrea.
Andrea, where you been, my little wonder friend?
I've been here in Florida, just hanging around.
Hanging around. I love you. Very cool, you know, and they said that you're also, I know, as one of my gifted friends, we share the same birthday, and you're one of my Facebook friends. What do you think of all this popularity of me on there with these people? Do you believe this? Can you believe all the stuff that's going on my site there?
You're loved because you're one of the good people.
I love you, are too. And what can I do for you, my dear friend?
I got a lot of things going on, and anything you can pick up will be fine.
I am picking up for you that right now is a time that you're going to have to really handle some of the people, but you need to be hugged and loved back. You're putting a lot of energy out, and I feel that a couple of the individuals you have right now are not sure what they're doing, and that's putting you in an odd space. I feel there's a male who really cared, and then he ran. He got with you close, and then I feel like he didn't know what to do and left you holding the bag.
Or with the best friend, either way, yeah. He wanted to be with my best friend, but okay.
And I feel like the guys are saying that should have been more of an intenser thing than just a friend, and yet you went ahead being a nice person and said, all right, I'll work with you and go through some of the other work to make sure that everything got handled in a way that would be more better. And they said that it was not only your work, but it was also part of what was supposed to happen for you was that you were supposed to be able to find that love and that other side together and make sure that everything happened. You know, they said that it looks like there's something going on a little bit with your health. I'm a little worried about you that you're putting out a lot of energy and you're not getting back. Are you eating healthy? Because the guides are a little uptight with you.
No, not really. Actually, my friend said I was losing weight, but yeah.
I knew you were going to lose weight, and you're a very strong, I feel like they're telling me that it's going to be one of those times for you that's going to be, happening, and that is that you're going to be able to really work with a system, and they said that you're going to be able to, going into the level of energy, handle some of the other things that you were looking at, and they said that's what's also going in for you. They said that it's also becoming another strength for you, and they said that it was also happening for you at a level that you were dealing with it. And it's like, you expected everyone to kind of go through this level for you of helping, and they're going to do it. The angels are going to be able to get you through such a situation that you'll be able to clearly, I see, pretty soon have another part of your life take off here. There's something holding back a little energy. I talked to you a lot about feng shui, and I talked to you about energy. What colors of clothes are you wearing, Andrea? You know, as a Scorpio, we cannot just wear any color for our luck.
I wear red and all different kinds of color, orange, green.
No, that's good, but I'm telling you, we got to get you on the days. You're supposed to wear red on Tuesday. Wednesdays is the orange day. Yellow on Thursdays. Green on Friday. And it's because of the plants and the transition. And I got people writing me, "What are you doing dressing her up? I can dress her fine." Friend, leave me alone. We're not friends. they said they're going into another situation, and they said no matter what you want to go through, they said the guys are working at another level. If you see, it's like, said that we'll be in there, and they said it will be working on another level for you. They said it looks like there's going to be some other work and energy, and the guys are saying that they also want to work with this and handle the other part of it, and they said that this is also dealing with another level of working out, so make sure when you're in there that we're getting those other work together. I have a thing I will send you because we're friends. Write me on my email. Free. And I will send you a private how to wear those colors right. And I laugh. People tease me about it. But I have a Jethro system that's even better than the usual astrology ones. But I just don't have it in my – it's in my Psychic Jethro's cookbook recipe, which I call how to be a good psychic, how to be cooked just right. And it's like I think you'll love it. So, Andrea, you said it to me.
Do you see me moving? Because I have issues now with my landlord now.
I do, and I see that's part of the transition, and I think we've got to land you in a place that is more convenient and other things for you. You can't win for losing. They keep setting you up in places there in your town that are crazy. You cannot live in these kind of things. We have to have, like, our own castle, and they keep setting you up in places that the landlord's a little nuts to start with.
Do you see a Steve contacting me? Or any of his people contacting me?
I'm feeling like there's something there a little different going on with him. I feel like he's still handling something else, and he's still looking for a fight.
You said he's still what? I'm sorry?
I think he's still on the fight. They're telling me there's something still going on with this one, that there's something else happening that's keeping him alert and intense. So I feel like whatever he's fighting is keeping him up and uptight towards you.
Okay.
What I feel.
When do you see me moving, actually?
I'm not. I'm seeing you going into another system of it's going to be actually, I think, after July. I think that we get through this Mercury, and then I feel like somewhere after July, like more into August, I'm seeing. You know, Andrea, are you in the room tonight? We're going to call a prize out in our chat room. So all of you guys that are in there with Jan, and we've got Carlene in there, we've got Brenda, we've got some other people starting to come on in that chat room, because we're going to give away a prize tonight, and you can win that prize if you're in the chat room when we roll the dice. So
nowhere near a computer.
Oh, no.
I was out and about today, I know.
Oh, well, that'll be next time. I love you dearly. They're giving me that push. Stay on there, my friend. Don't give up on me, because, you know, someday you'll win.
Okay.
Okay. We are going wild, and those of you who are tuning in, Jethro's doing a solo. Been doing it. We want to make sure that you guys are ready for the Wild Friday, the Friday tonight. Amy Slight has been into a problem. We know that they've sent her somewhere, and she's having to do a sub-flight. So all of our prayers and blessings out to the one, the only, the truly Amy Kavanaugh. She's flying high tonight, and we're loving her. She'll be back on the shows here and in other episodes. Tuning in, I've got to ask some of you gentlemen who wrote last night. We had the most coolest emails, and I found out today that part of this was a university and a couple of other places that you were using our show to see if this actually was individuals. I do know that we did read those out, and we were working with it. I found out later that those were actual real people that you guys had talked to, and we were correct. So I want to thank you, and I will be sending you some things, and later you can, you know, with me work with the permission of using Psychics Gone Wild's banners. Dina Flanagan and me did not have any idea, and I want to thank you when I found that out today. I do welcome all of you. I have a lot of times that you are writing, and there's someone writing me tonight asking me about my emails and if they are real. They are real, but I do change them, and that's why you heard last night. Sometimes I will change something in it. If someone writes something in the email that I do not find proper to say over the air, or something I would not say in my life or around my friends and people, remember, this is my living room, is where I'm doing this, I will change the wording in the email. A lot of times I don't, because I don't catch it, and I apologize to anyone who was offended in any way, shape, or form last night by Psychic Jethro. This is live and this is real, and you're on Skype caller. Can you hear the unmute button?
How are you, Jethro? How are you doing tonight?
Amazing. I'm doing silly.
I've been listening, and you know every single person that calls. That is so funny. Yes, every single person you have known. Isn't that amazing? But anyhow,
yes.
Hope you're doing fine.
Yes.
Okay. My question to you this evening, and I'm sure your guides will have an answer. They'll know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to reach a goal, and please ask them when I'm going to do this. Will it be soon?
All right, and I need to get your first name for permission so the guides can look.
You got it, Sharon. Sorry.
No, you're good, Sharon. The guides are telling me that there is they're telling me that the permission is there, and they're telling me that this is coming with it, but they said there's also a little bit of an awkward stand that you're having. You're fighting something still from somewhere in the energy, and you've healed yourself, and you've gotten everything ready, and now it's like that it's coming. I keep feeling a little bit of an ache and pain from the system. This has been a little hard on you emotionally.
But I have peeled. You're so right. I think I'm open now.
Oh, yeah.
Make sense? I'm open to receive. It's a job I'm looking for, Jethro. I want to see. Yeah. Is it coming?
It is, and I feel that that was part of what the guides wanted. They wanted you open, too, and now they're ready for it, and yes, it is coming. They're also telling me that you're also really working out a very positive situation, and I see you back in there working and handling things that you wanted here very shortly. It's not – I'm trying to get time with them, and they're showing me really funny things. They're showing me, like, little cupcakes and little cute sweets and all these things, and I'm like, you know I'm on a diet, and they're just, like, showing me all this stuff.
You're so cute. I shouldn't say that to a guy, but you are. But go on.
Well, that's a nice thing, I think. I don't think it's bad to be a cute guy.
No,
I don't
it's a
be...
compliment. That's a good thing. No.
Yeah. You know, if you like, you call me a buffalo guy, I'd be like, oh, God, I know I can't get across the cattle guard, but I didn't cry about it. I just found another way to get over to eat.
Funny.
Now,
am I going to be back in my career? That's the question.
I am getting a very definite yes. I'm also getting something that's really awkward that you've went through. You had to do another part of the healing within your other beauty. Now, that says to me that they've been putting you through some really intense testing.
Oh, my God, Justin. This has been probably a really challenging year for me. Probably the biggest it has.
And you know what? You found out that what didn't kill you did make you stronger. And what I love about your angels is they keep making jokes here about this is what else is happening. This is where it's going to the level. They said there's also some other individuals working with you that are taking into some other credence or something else that's going on for you. And that's what I feel that had to take its toll. And I feel like this is where you had to go into another level of handling everything, and that's what the guide said. They said, now it's time for you to take on what else you were looking for, and that is your own energy. They said, you're not only going into this, but you're needing to have that job. Sharon, I need a little bit of a – have you been moving the furniture around the house?
I've been cleaning. You're so funny. I guess I cleaned and vacuumed all my – under my bed, and I moved them. Yes, the couches and stuff. It's so funny. Yeah,
it's good. That's what they're saying, and they said this was really good energy, that you need to kind of look and check it out a little bit of how you're comfortable with it and see what this of doing this. This is really good for you, but that is a really good shift of energy, and it's like, you know, we're all doing spring cleaning, obviously, even though we're, you know, coming into summer here with June. It's needed with Mercury. Mercury's putting that out. They said you're going to also notice that you would do really good if you actually kept this, a few shiny pennies in some of those corners where they didn't see them, but the furniture had them there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's angel work.
No timing on that, though. Did you know what? You didn't get a timing? It's soon, though.
They're just saying soon, and they're also telling me that there's a reason. They know if they're not careful, they'll get your hopes up, and then you might miss it because you'll be so excited. That's what they're saying.
I wish this would have happened to me in my 20s. Tell them that. I'm sure they're here. I mean, you know, that's all.
I don't blame you. No, and it's frustrating. I can relate with you. They put me on a sabbatical, and I did very little light readings. If I brought it up, people did, and with loving to do this. And then, you know, it's the calm before the storm, because right after that, look out, Katie barred the door, and they put me in Sedona, and I was reading 5 to 7 to 9 to 14 people a day, and I was like, where were those days when I was just couldn't get no one to look or listen? What happened to that year? It went by too fast. But it was the slowest time of my year, and I can relate with you. You're happiest when you're working, Sharon.
I know. Well, I need to work, too, you know, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, I like to work. You know, I mean, plus, I have a mortgage and stuff. You know, I have to work. You know. But, yeah, you're right. I think, you know, I'm not a lazy person. How's that?
Yeah, and I love you dearly. The guides are telling me that you're going through another. No, you're okay. I just can't go on because the button has grabbed a hold of you and it won't let go. I don't know if Mercury's telling me. The other 73 of you that are waiting, hold on because
I know.
Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you, Jethro.
Love you, Sharon.
Anything else? Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sharon. We got Sharon. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are having Mercury. So if you're hearing a little bit of feedback, it means that your radio is not picking up your phone. So hang on. Me and Sharon are locked in until they decide to let go. So once we get that going, the guys will do it. If you're having a little bit of time and you've got a little bit of hands on that, when I was talking to all of you guys that are putting in your energy, make sure you're getting your guys listened to. How? By taking that little time. Make sure that everything's going, and then telling your guys what you've got. Now, yes, it is a prayer. I had someone tell me if they're my guides, they should know what I'm doing. Of course they know. You sillies, they always love and know what you're doing. But it doesn't hurt to put time in there with them and say, here's where I'm going through, there's where it's happening, and here. So let's just sit down and do a little relaxation while the phones are going a little cuckoo, and 203, you're next in line, 440-727-504-867-111, 1-833-417-2-1-9. All of you are hanging in there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to relax it for a minute while the phones go cuckoo, and the first phone that picks up gets to be live on Psychics Gone Wild. You're sitting there, you're relaxed, and you've done your meditation. You know your prayer. You don't need Jethro telling you. And why is he keep bringing up this meditation, prayer, karma story? Did you be specific? Yes, you have. You've listened to the shows. You know Jan. You love her. She taught you totems. Amy's always there as a medium. You've got it down. You've got your psychics gone wild. You're ready. You've been here now weeks, and Melissa Berman has come into your life and helped you heal and be ready to climb the ladder that go into the next part of Dina Flanagan helping you through. Gary Widmer has done lithmacy, thrown the stones across the table, bounced them off the wall, and shown you your future. You are tired of hearing that. You need us to give you that specific question. That that question and that energy is the guide is always going to be doing it. If you don't know your guide's name, you're still in the situation of working. So let's say I need a man. I have to get the job. You've done your muscles. You've opened. You've got yourself ready. What is that guide's name? Well, he calls me every night. She tells me in my dreams. What is her name? Remember the old thing? A name is power in this very much. If your guide has not told you their name, you're still in the first stages of this and working with that guide. You are actually acquaintances. This is not an actual spiritual guide with you. It's an acquaintance. You need to be working with them on a first name basis. And you go, how do I do it, Jethro? And you give me all of these examples you've heard over the radio. And I tell you, it's even simpler than that. It's simple as picking up a glass of water, putting water in it, sitting down, looking at it, and noticing the water. Now, you've heard about the water, and you know about the water, and I told you about the dream. But you're not hearing me. If you take the water glass and you put the water in it, you have to take the water out for 3 days. You have to put it into the day before and the night of a full moon and the day after. It has to be where it is protected, so nothing else but the full moon and the full sun see it. So you have to put it in that window, so you don't want it out there with the birds. You know, if it puts something in there when it flies over, there went your glass of water. You put that water there. Now, you're going to go a little more intriguing with me. Those of you who've done the exercise and know your aura need to have that conduit glass of water tuned to your aura. You got it. What color does the glass need to be? The glass needs to be the color of your aura. And these are some of the tools and the exercises you do to be able to get these things together. Yes, they're a little intenser and they're a little different. Do they work? Yes. Will I continue to work with them? Yes. Tune in with me. Let's work on some of this guide work and let's get these guides talking to you, get you guys in here. You could be on my show. We have had people that have come into guide work and work with it. Doing solarized water is one of the best remedies. It doesn't cost a lot. No, you don't have to buy distilled water. If you've got tap water that is consumable, you can do it with the tap water. If you don't care for it, there is bottles of water right now being sold for very low prices or even jugs of it. You can take it. You just can't do it in the plastic. Plastic is a chemical. You need to do it in glass, and it needs to be the color of your aura. No plastic. And then I will talk with you later on one of our Psychics Gone Wild about how and where you take and work with the other parts of the water and the three stones you need to raise that up so you can hear that clairaudient. That's what's in my new book, Psychics Jethro Makes You the Best Psychic Cook on the Block. 203, we got you in. How are you? Going to say I had to listen to all of this and now you're there.
Woody.
There. It's going out with it. I apologize. We've got him going with it. 440, are you in?
I am.
Yay, the phone, we beat the phone. I'm so glad they were all spinning. I know Woody got it tried to, and now you are?
My name is Marianne.
Marianne, I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild, and before the phone goes crazy, please ask the question, and we will pray that it will let me say it.
Okay, I want to know what you see in the way of a love life for me.
Okay, I feel and see... Okay, I'm feeling there's a person and an individual going on with you, but I feel like that it's not just your individual energy. I feel like there's something there that's keeping you from the relationship, and it's not, you know, people always blame the guides. I feel your guides want you in a relationship. We were just talking about guide work, and I feel like that you're in a career or something that's keeping you back away from other people. It's like a teacher who works with juveniles. There's no one there that's dateable age-wise. You know what I'm saying? There's something going on with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I feel that's it. I also feel like there's an energy with you that's coming into your life that you will find a person, but you kind of like that. You like that guy that's free-spirited like you. You're not a yes woman. I'm going to just say that.
This is very true.
And they tell me that they've been looking with this for the relationship. They're telling me that we need to change a little of your patterns, and You know, it wouldn't hurt to try out a little bit of different neighborhoods to do a little of the shopping and checking out. Always be safe. They're telling me, you know, obviously you wouldn't go into a place that people are worried about that if you live in Washington, D.C., hint, hint to Washington, D.C., but you want to go to a place that is safe for you and that you can – I feel like something with healthy food or natural, that's where you're going to find your it's like hunting. I feel that's where you're going to find the water hole for the kind of guy you're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I people write Jethro. Yes, she will get her man. I have a way of winning at this. I am determined, Scorpio. They're telling me that there's a part of you that's working towards this eventual energy of even working out your angels and your guides to make sure that you're getting that to happen.
Okay.
You know? And they're telling me that it's here within still hot. I'm getting August, and I feel that is. I keep seeing, I got to tease you. You kind of like, you like the free-spirited, but you like the guy who does wear the nice clothes. I've seen like men with a nice polo shirt or a nice personality and able to communicate with you. You don't like shy ones. You're not about that deep thinker. You want them to be able to talk and be alive and still part of the crowd.
Yep, that's true.
What they're telling me. Now, can I ask you about, I apologize to go into the past, why did you get with the ones that before that were kind of grumpy and hanging out with you?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. They're saying that they went, instead when it happened, into another situation. You know, no matter what you say or you go into your energy, they said you're looking at another part of you. You know, and they said no matter what's going on, there's some other work here, you know, and they said that it's also dealing with another level of your guides that's working on another part for you, and that's what's going on. And I, without giving away confidentiality, there's something about your career that you have to tiptoe lightly when dating.
Yes, and that is very true.
Oh, I feel so sad. That's really unfortunate. And this is something I want the whole country to think about. I got to tell you guys, I had a friend of mine who does teaching, and her career is one of those. Someone saw her on Facebook and saw that she had beside her the word, and it's going to scare all of you. You're going to scream, and you're going to call in the Reverend. She had a tarot deck beside her. These people went after this aggressively, assertively, and were flipped completely out.
Oh.
Did not, yeah. Would not. Let her be near their children. I want to tell the parents that did that, you need to be grounded. You need to get off of Facebook and you need to get out in the real world. I've never seen one of those decks in my 50 years ever hurt anybody, scare anybody, or work with it. And I did have a person when I was 9 years old try to put the fear of God into me about him when I went into the toy store and asked her where they were because I was going to buy my own deck. She let me know that her child had been broken into pieces and that he had lost a lot of his personality because he used those cards once. And I went home frightened and scared as a child until my mother, I wanted her to help me get rid of every tarot deck that was in the United States of America so nobody would ever lose a piece of it. And my mother very much lovingly and tenderly set me down, Native American, and said, I don't know who's been feeding you that, but never eat that.
I would agree.
And so I'm off my story tonight. I apologize. We're rattling here. I feel with your love life, Marianne. I hope I helped you. I feel like the guys are teasing me, but I've got to get off my story. Well, I'm telling chat night, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We love you. We are trying to get these phones to work, and we know that they are silly. I'm man it alone, and I've got my friend Jen Drake Bakke. She's in the room handling all questions and out, and me and her are flowing along. Well, we have a few of you in the room. We have only tonight a few. There's only four. We have to have seven people to give a prize away. Some of you guys jump in the room, pretend you're in there. You don't have to do it. We just need three more people to give a free prize away. Please, if you are on a computer or near one, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get in the chat room. You don't have to say anything. We just need seven people in there, and then we will roll this dice because I have them and do the math to get a number for seven out of it. One of you seven will win. So please go in, and don't forget, we are giving away some cool stuff tonight. Me and Linda will be giving them away. We'll find a way to give them to you. Why do we do it? Because we enjoy doing it. There's a new thing out. It's called a new system of PsychicsGoneWild.com. Send to PsychicsGoneWild.com if you want to play Psychics Gone Wild Poker. The object is to get the letters, the mail, some of the flyers we have, things sent to you, and check the postage stamp. If you look carefully on the postage stamp that actually should be coming out this weekend to some of your mail, you will see the beautiful, lovely Patty Negri. Patty is on the postage stamp. The postage stamp that's right behind that and coming out is Gina Flanagan. And there are a few postage stamps out with Jethro on the postcards. I have one of me with the I can still be a nice guy look, and then I have the I'm crazy psyche's gone wild cook one. So you can get those. Collect these, because any of these count as an ace. So you've got your aces to play the game. The other aces are on their way. We have Gary Wimmer, DC Love, Eileen Botcher, Linda Irwin. We are going to one, and Amy Kavanaugh just spoke with me. She will be putting hers out. You want to collect all of these? Those of you who've collected the shirts, and where we now have a new one, and we're putting out mouth pads. For those of you who want to play Psyche's Gone Wild and have it, get a hold of me at Psyche's Gone Wild. The prize for July will be a wonderful mouth pad of the one, the only beautiful Jan Drakey Bakke. And it will be a beautiful mouth pad that you can win on the show. Plus, the new shirt is the new shirt of Dina Flanagan and Jan Drake Bakke. So get a hold of us. And I know a couple of you wanted to know how much. If you didn't want to play the game, you just want to buy this shirt, I'll send you the shirt for $15. It's your choice of a white, medium, large, or small size shirt. And it has our beautiful Jan or Dina on it, whichever you choose, or buy both. I had someone ask me yesterday, if you do buy both, of course, it saves you $5 in shipping. So you can get two for $25, where you can get separately one, you know, it would cost you $30 if you order them separately. So, loving all you guys. We're going to grab those phones. Somebody on this phone will let us come through. I'm trying to get Woody back on. I know you're there, Woody. Don't go anywhere. We'll get it to work. We got a 727 came up to the top. How are you doing, 727? I got you out of 16 calls.
Well, I'm great. My name's Lindsay.
Lindsay, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. I'm Jethro. I'm so happy to meet you.
Thank you so much. Can you tell me what's going on with my health? I'm having bad issues, and nobody believes me, but I feel like I have a staph infection that spreads on my skin.
I feel like there's something happening that's coming out of your skin. I feel like there's something coming out of your system, and I feel like that what's gone on is your body is detoxing out, and this happens a lot of times, and they can't find an excuse. It's your body's way with that organ of the skin of throwing out things that are going away.
How much longer is this going to last, and what can I do to help?
Oh, my goodness. We've got five people in the room. Please get in there, you guys. I got to keep them going so we can give away these prizes. We're also going to give away a little incense burner tonight with a cute little elephant you can take home with you. So it's a small one, but it's a cute one. So hang in there, you guys. Lindsay, I feel like it's going to go on for a little while longer. The guys are also telling me that you have got you've got to get into, like, the berries, the detoxers. We've got to get – someone is stressing you there. They're not listening with you, and I feel like there's other people that are keeping you uptight in hopes of getting you to do what they want or making you feel awkward.
Yeah, my parents. They and – should I go to the doctor's appointment next Friday, or will I just do it myself? Because it costs so much money to go to all these doctors, and they don't even know what to say.
I know. And I feel like nobody's understanding what's going on with you, and I feel like it's going to do this. I feel like you're going to end up doing it there. And I always encourage my spiritual belief to go to the professional with it. If you're having problems, I feel you should go in. I also feel like there's something happening. Have they told you what they think? Is it an enzema, or what are they trying to tell you this rash, this stuff is?
They don't acknowledge it. They say, oh, it's just normal. But the truth is, whenever I smell it, I get sick, and I feel like it's, you know, I caught staph, and it's under my nails, and now my hands are covered in bumps, and they just think, like, oh, well, you know, it's no big deal. But it affects me because my pulse can go to 200 sometimes, and they think it's POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. But I think that that's just a symptom because of my bumps. And nobody believes that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And I feel like they're telling me that there's something else going on here that they're not doing, is that they're not also helping you go through this energy, because they're also trying to push you or make you go through the thing. They're nervous or something else. They're trying to tell me a little high strung, and this is what's horrible. When you're feeling this and it's real and it's there, it's there. I really dislike when a doctor's and you're telling them something on, they're disagreeing with you. Well, you know your body. You're the one living in it. You know, you have my deepest things, Lindsay. I feel like you're going to get an answer here real soon. I'm also thinking that you might, I know it's expensive, but you could work out a better deal of maybe going to someone herbal or holistic is another way of doing this. I'm very much an advocate in my spiritual belief that you can go to someone who would be able to find a tonic. I know that pumpkin seed works with your stomach. It also is a very good detox at sometimes. I know that chamomile works with your stomach and heals, but it also works and soothes your skin. Celery is something that will come out of your system and help detox it. And my heart and teeth goes out. My sympathy goes to you, Lindsay. I feel like you're going to come up with a remedy. And unfortunately, I'm so ashamed that your people are not listening to you knowing it when you need them the most.
Yeah, that's what bothers me the most, because I don't understand why God would let that happen.
Can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 24. And I've been, disabled this whole year because I'm just sick and nobody believes me. I know that if they just believe me, I can get the help and get well.
Oh, I agree, and I feel like they're going to find something here, Lindsay, that's going to be with it, that's going to be able to do it. And then, and the other part that's really the awkward thing is it's not getting there. I can tell you from family of my own, I had someone who was close to his 30s and went through all of this situation he did, and they still have never found a cure. He's learned things on his own to get around it. He also learned that he had to change everything around his lifestyle, because you look at anything that can do an allergy or anything, and you kept trying to make them happy in what they're doing, and I feel with you, you know that. I feel like the guys are saying that's where it's going to change for you.
I'm sorry, what's going to change? That it's an allergy?
I feel like you're going to change it on yours, and it's not an allergy. I feel like you're going to find out something that's there in your system that's going on that is serious, and then they're going to have someone is going to find a remedy that's going to give you something that can do herbalistically cure this and bring that remedy is what I'm feeling. My prayers to you, and I don't know if you have an herbalist doctor there by you, but that's what I would feel.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Our heart goes out. We have tonight coming in, we have a lot of individuals trying to get through. The phones have went off the wall, and they weren't even up there to go. It's Friday night, and it's sick. It's going well. Well, those of you who tuned in tonight, Patty has another gig and is working really hard and doing the famous thing that Patty does, and we love her for it. So she will be back next week. My guest, another hostess, Amy, is flying in through the air with her wildest of ease because her plane decided to cause problems knowing Mercury retrograde. So I and Jan Drake of a Bucky is here tonight helping all of you. If you have questions and you're in the room, please ask Jan and talk to her a little bit there. If she can see your picture or get a vibe from you, she can tell you your totem. She's very good at it, very phenomenal. We have the most fun with her. Saturday, tomorrow, it's Linda Irwin, Elijah Anderson, and the wonderful Linda Irwin with Jen Bach Drakey. And why am I teasing Jan? Because it's Jan Drake Bachy. I love to make her name go different names just to let her know I'm still listening. The phones are back. We're playing the game, and let's grab 504. You're up on top. How are you doing, 504?
I'm doing well, and you?
The phones are very frustrating, but it's Mercury retrograde, which clays with it, and then we're having, when I say we, but the show is
can
having
you hear me?
This energy. Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. My name is Ashley, calling from New Orleans.
Welcome,
and
Ashley.
I need to know. Thank you. any messages for my guys and my angels? Can you pick up?
Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling like there is something else happening for your energy that's also going through the world. And they said, no matter what you say, no matter what that happens, you know, trying to get these phones to work, I'm feeling the energy with you. You're having this energy with your guys that are going through a string. They're telling me that there's a lot happening. I feel like there's something going on with a male with you, that the guys are giving you instructions. Your guys want you to have that person that's going to treat you like the queen that you are. That's what they said.
You talking about the oldest guy I let go because of his age, or are you seeing somebody new?
I'm seeing somebody new. I think you did. I think the other gentleman, and I feel like what happened there is he also was misconfused or something with other things, and it wasn't working out. You want you want not only, you want it all is what I feel, Ashley. I feel like you're ready for the love, you're ready for the entitlement, and your guides are telling me, I also feel there's a little sadness going on that one of your family members, there was a very sad death or something that happened here.
It's more recently someone passed or years ago?
I'm feeling like this was, they're showing me that I feel like this is what happened recently, and that's why the change in your guides are even stronger. These people, I feel like there's people trying to come through and help you. They don't want you, I feel like they want you to have the best of life is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'll be calling out some. I'm just ready for like new adventure, like a new love, like a long-term relationship.
Yes, and I feel like the guy said you were also having some other situations that went into your life at a point where you needed this to do another change for you, and that's what I feel is going on too. I feel like there's somebody else handling your like they're handling things for you, and this guide is trying to clear up what else that was going on because you ended up with another part of your life that has been. I feel like it's kind of sad with the guy. I feel the older guy and you had other things, but it was like it wasn't going where you needed it to go.
Exactly.
You know, you're a very attractive woman. I feel you're very beautiful, and I love your name. It's one of those names that's just a very good name. I've had very good, I'm obviously superstitious of what I do, or a little bit inclined to believe, and you have a very good name for me, and they're telling me that guys are saying that there's other stuff coming for you that's even going to strengthen up for you very good and be there.
Thank you.
You know, and they said that it's happening. Now, say your name again.
Ashley.
Thank you. They're telling me that that's part of what the guides are doing with permission as they're working with this other happening. And you asked for, I feel like there's something that happened in your family for a while that other people were getting into stuff or they got into some things and you had to kind of step back and just be you and not let all of their stuff affect you.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. You're a strong woman. And then they said all of a sudden other things started to happen for you that took in another toll. And that's why the older gentleman no more in the relationship. And they said, feel like they're telling me, no matter what you're saying, no matter what they want to say for you, they said your guides were also dealing with another work that they thought were going handling, everybody else was dealing with another situation that was going to eventually pull you through another strength of it. And they said you would be able to clearly get everything done or handled in a way that could keep everything with this new relationship. It's a new person. And I keep trying to sneak around it, and they said there's something I can't get out to understand what it is. They said, they said it's also going into another work.
Okay.
I feel like that's part of what's going on. No matter what you want to say, your guys are laughing with a little bit. They're enjoying it. That's why you're feeling your guides. Don't you feel that other person? There's like a hug or a feeling. I keep feeling this like a person that keeps putting their arm around your shoulder.
Yes, I do. And lately, I've been I think my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, my spirit guide, because I've been dreaming about her lately. And she's showing me things.
Mm-hmm. You're very gifted.
I haven't seen before.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're very gifted.
I thought I was
gifted.
Going crazy. <my intuition. laughs>
She loves you, and in the way that she's become your guide as she went over, and especially grandparents and family, you become our guides in the way. And I love us Native Americans; we believe in it very strong. And you have an ability. Your family is strong in ways that are there, and she's showing you the ways to have this happen. She's laughing because she said the men didn't know a lot in the family; it was the women. That's what she told me. She said the women were the ones that had the brain.
I wonder who gave me this intuitive gift.
Because like
lately
I've
been dreaming about three guys. I met like three guys in my dreams. All of them popped a question, and I don't know what's going on. So I don't know what's going on there.
It's power. You have the power. I can tell you from here, and we did a psychic circle tonight. I have a couple of friends. My Bonita is a man magnet. People love her. that power. You have that ability and that strength. People feel that good and that energy. I've had, and I will tease you, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but you wouldn't believe how many times for a guy that I've had women try to propose to me or offer or insinuate or go, and it's the energy. You're one of us. And Ashley, I'm so glad. I got to run because there's other people. We got 6 minutes, but thank you for calling in. Please tell your friends about Psyche's Gone Wild, would you?
Well, they don't believe me. I only have a small circle of friends.
We always do. I know. I'm one of those oddballs. I'm trying to make as many friends in my life as I can. I love you, Ashley. I got to run. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We are wild. We just met one of our own family in New Orleans. We got a new sister named Ashley that we love dearly. Those of you who are tuning in, we are the brothers and sisters of the psychic world. We are the fun. We are the ones. Remember, if you have a chance to get a hold of us, we have 5 minutes left. I have a lot of calls starting with all the way through 202. I apologize. Up to 916-843-925-1875. Too many to go. 770-813-570-815-595. We've got them going through. I've got so many of you. Please, you guys do love us. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a reading. If you guys have checked, I am doing it on Bookfresh. You can go on the line, hook and do your time, get your in, do it right. I will be gone June 21st to the July 1st here in Tampa, Florida. So if you're here, no Tuesday, no Wednesday class, no Friday circle. I'm taking a vacation. I'm going to see my honey. I'm going to be having a good time. I want you guys to have a good time too. Be ready when I get back in July to just take the roof off the building. We've got so much fun. We're going to be having fun. I've got Jan Drake Bucky shirts. I've got mugs. I've got new mouse pads, and we'll be giving away even better prizes. We haven't got enough in the room, so I'm going to reach over and grab the phone. Give me a number between 1 and 79, Miss Jan. 1 and 79. Jan will be given us a number in the room, and that person on the phone will be the winner of Linda's Music. And Jan is, I'm waiting for Jan Buck-Drakey to give me a number, you know. They said, no matter what you do, they said it's going to another part. She's grabbing it, and Jan just gave me a number, 45, going down, going down the list. We got the winner, and it's 570. You have won yourself a set of Linda Irwin's Beautiful Music. How are you, 570? 570 is really shy. Can you hear me, 570?
Hey, hello.
Hello, how are you, 570? You are the winner of Linda Irwin's Music on Psyche's Gone Wild, and I know you. I know you. I've heard this voice. Can you give me your name and your question?
My name is Bruce.
Hey, this is my friend. I love this man. This man rocks. Bruce, it's good to hear the New Yorker in you. How you been?
How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. We had food. I thought of you guys tonight. Wendy made some desserts here. This is one of my students and friends. We had our psychic circle. You've got to try it. It's like, she calls it a mud pie, but it's got cookies and whipped cream and all the things I'm not supposed to have. So I'm just how happy. You guys having fun up there with the family?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. We miss you guys, you know.
Miss you.
I wasn't expecting to get through.
Oh, you got
me by surprise, you know.
59, 49 she put on here, and I went down the list and got in. We've got two. Bruce, do you have a quick question for me? And I've got your number, and I will get with you on the snail mail and send you those CDs, or I can give them to you here on Psychic Class. You're one of my students. That's cool.
Yeah, I want to know. And, you know, when I plant the St. Joseph's, where would I plant it?
You would plant. Oh, you would plant it in the front. You take it out and plant it in the front of the house, usually to the side where it's by the entrance of the house. You plant it there. And I've had a lot of individuals tell me that you want to make sure you plant it, you know, in a certain way where his I've had them say that they want it sideways where he is with it. I will run through because I always take And I've only done this a couple times that it works, but I always take it to the side of the right side of the door and off to where the, you know, the entrance, and then you do the digging, you do it down a couple of inches, and then they're planted. They're also telling me with you, do me a favor. I won't charge you anything. Just send me a picture to jethrohelps@gmail.com, and I will look at the picture of the front of the house, even if it's just a telephone one, and I'll tell you exactly where, because you've got energy there. Sometimes you want to do this a little different in a house when there's energy going on, and they're telling me that this house is going to sell, Bruce.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Oh, we got more than that. You got Jethro on your side. We love you, dearly. Take care, Bruce. They're giving me the push here. We got 90 seconds left. Do not forget to go and vote. Which show do you love the most? Did you see the new one? Old Man Steve did a video. He loves Linda and Jan. He can't help it. I have a new professor on there that thinks Melissa and Linda Irwin are his cup of tea. Or I have to have my Dina time. Or do you like the magical Patty? Or the intense, positive, mystical Eric Whitney? Mystique is also here. We have Mystic Haven. I don't know which one you like, but turn in because we are here. Mystic Dawn's here. Eileen Botcher is here. Jethro is here, Psychic Jethro. I want to tease you guys, and I got to ask you, I had a couple other videos that came in this week, but they were odd. I did send it back. Don't get offended, but my new computer told me that there's something wrong, and then I found out it was me. You have to know how to run your systems. Great psychic, not so great IT guy. So please send those back to me. I can't wait to see the one of I Love Amy. Mr. Merman is back from California, says he's going to do another video. He loves Amy Kavanaugh. Was upset tonight she couldn't make it. He will be listening in again because Amy always makes him feel good. He knows that her husband, Keith, on the other side is still there, and he said to tell Amy if he would have married Amy, he'd come back to visit her too. Love you guys. See you next week. See you tomorrow if you listen to Linda and Jan.